Welcome to It's All BS, the podcast about success and mindset. I'm on a mission to help you get unhooked from what's keeping you from having the life you want. I'm your host, Master Certified Success Coach, Belinda Smith, founder of unhookedlife.com. Ready? Let's go. Good day, beautiful. How are you doing today? I have had a really weird, sort of dark, rainy, gross day here in Nashville, and it appears that my voice decided to go on to bed before I did. So I'm sitting here, I'm wide awake doing this thing, and I'm like, oh, all right, my voice is done with the day and she is gone. So you're getting like that my real NPR voice, like, welcome to NPR. See, that's how I do it. But yeah, I don't want to put you to sleep with my voice. So I'm going to like pep it up a little bit. I am so excited. And this isn't like one of those, hey, I'm so excited. No. I'm like excited, ecstatic over introducing what I think is one of the like the top amazing ideas that I have been able to be a part of with Unhook Life. Gosh, I don't know, pretty much in any place where I've been. I'm introducing to you, I'm going to give you give you sort of a real life application so that you can figure out where I'm going with it, but it's called Unhooked Group Think. And I am so stoked. I'm so excited. I just could not be more happy about this. And I'm personally inviting everyone who's listening to this to come jump in at whatever time. And I'm going to explain this stuff on the other side of this. But so here's a practical application. I signed up for a sculpture class and it started last week. So I only go once a week and I spend 3 hours working on a sculpture. I need to tell you, I don't have an artistic sense. I mean, musically I do. And like, I know what I like, but I don't draw, I don't sculpt, I don't do anything like that at all. Yeah. So I signed up for the sculpture class basically because I was helping a friend of mine at the, we have a big arts fair in Nashville at Centennial Park. And my friend Jim, he owns Brumley Woodcrafts. If you're ever interested in that, he's like, it's functional art, wood, amazing. Go check that out. And then there was his booth and you went around the corner and there was a booth from this other woman. And her work was so cool, which is awesome. And it was sculpture. Like, you've got to be kidding me. So I bought a couple of her pieces. And then she told me that she teaches a class, like sort of like a fall semester and a spring semester. So I got in the class. There's only like, I would say maybe 6 or 7 of us. And it's just laughable. The first day she was like, so have you ever done anything like this? Like, nope. Everyone else had like something they could offer. I was like, no, I got nothing. Then I said, good luck. So that's how I meant. But what's happened is she has taught the most basic, simple ways to build what we're coming out with. Like my first project, I'm actually making a rabbit. And I'm telling y'all, it's going to be amazing. You need to follow me on Instagram because I'm definitely going to put it there, or Facebook because I'm probably going to post it there like once a week for the rest of my life. So I took this class and like I said, I don't really have any sensibility. The first day was a lot of introductory pieces, a lot of, hey, here's the studio. This is what we offer and you can do this here and do that there and blah, blah. And then we went back to the classroom, I guess, and we started on our project. It was interesting because at the same time, like we are all beginners. And then on the other side of the room, she had a lot of returning students. So getting in, you've got to be right on time to call because there's no like sign up for online. There's no queue when there's phones ring. You just have to sit there like in the old days and you just have to call and call and call till someone answers. So it was me and my brother. We were both calling just to see if I could get in. And apparently I was very, very on top of it. So they're over there and they're advanced. And we're over here. And so she can only give us, you know, so much time. There's us and there's them. And although we're all sort of in the same sculpture class, we have a lot of freedom. So the first day I was very guided. The second day, or this week, I went in and I was there. I was late, not because I meant to be. I overslept. I had 20 minutes to get there. I made it by 5 after the allotted time. And I just want to tell you that was a really great feat. And no one was harmed in my magical journey. But I went, I was a little bit late, had to get everything all set up. And then I'm sitting there and I have absolutely no idea what to do because I missed the next part of the rabbit. And so I go over to a woman in the class. I'm like, hi, I'm sorry, we haven't really don't know each other very well, but can you tell me how it's going for you and what happens next? So she showed me what she had been told to do. So I start doing that. And then I was behind again. I have no idea how I got behind, but right, because I was late. So everyone does this thing, and then I'm supposed to do this and this and this. And finally, I just got up because like there was me and this woman, and she was helping me, telling me as much as she could based on what she was experiencing. But then I was like, I need everyone else's input because if you look around, everyone was doing it slightly differently. I mean, just based on their own sensibility. It wasn't like, you know, it's just, if I sculpt a rabbit out of clay and you sculpt a rabbit out of clay, same clay is not going to look the same. It's just how it is. So when I realized, I started asking a lot of people, or I would be like, hey, what do you think about like where I can't see its neck? I don't know where his neck is. Or like, what do I need to do there? And so we would all be like, hey, what about this? And then somebody else would be like, well, what do you like? Does this ear even look right? Yes or no? We were all trying to work together. And then because we had all of us were at different vantage points, because you're like at this table, I don't know, just a, not like a cardboard table, but one just a little bit longer. And I noticed in that where, when I was only talking to the one woman, we were doing that sort of, you know, it was fine. It was like two heads, way better than my head. Believe me, I didn't know what was happening. But then as that conversation began to include more of the class, like by the end, we probably had 6 or 7, including me, people just talking about the process. And we're all figuring out like, oh, that's really good. That was a great idea. I want to try that. I'm like, hey, you know what doesn't work? It's this. And so, you know, it was just like, we were all collectively working together and we had the same goal in mind, is we're going to finish this rabbit. And it was just such a reminder of why I am so excited about groupthink, because in that moment, it was 100% that 7 heads were better than 1. It took 7 of us, and it was so, so good, and just, you know, bouncing ideas off of each other, and we're finding a better way to do something. We're finding definitely the wrong way to do something. Luckily, I will say clay is pretty forgiving. I mean, you got to stick with it, but it can be forgiving. And we just did a lot of our own direction. Alexis is the teacher. She's amazing. But you know, she had to deal with some of the other students who were in the advanced class. And you know what? We just figured out, you know, we can do this. And I am transferring this, that I wanted to give you like a practical explanation of like where in my life I found this to be brilliant and why it's so important to me to bring this to fruition for you. I'm starting Unhooked Groupthink because I know that for my clients, for my colleagues, we're kind of tired of the us them sort of thing. It's like I'm here, and then there's a sort of a partition, and then you're there. So it's like even when I write songs, we have to be really careful about not using. Putting our song in like second person, where you're like, you're doing this and you're doing that. Even if it's like, you're having a bad day, you don't think anyone cares about you. And basically, you know, it sucks to be you. So you've got to be very careful in second person because you don't want anyone to feel like you're better than them. We need everyone in the same boat if we're going to be writing a song, a commercial song. So being careful of that also leads me to, I don't want for people to keep talking at me I just want to be talking with people. Let's talk with you. I want to talk through things. So therein lies the idea for Unhooked Group Think. Every Monday, we will have, I'm going to have host, I suppose. I'm hosting a group, and there will be six people in the group. You may or may not know anybody in the group. That's irrelevant. But what's happening is you're coming with one topic in mind. So I picked the topic. I believe the next one coming up after this, after you hear this podcast, is AI. AI, what do you think about it? Or what are you going to do with it? Are you using it? Sort of those types of things. So when I announce that topic on Thursday, we're always going to announce the topic on Thursday. When I announce that topic, then following Monday, the group will gather and we're going to talk about it. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Central. And anyone who has that sort of, I want to walk through this, other people who are in the same boat, and they're going to come. They're going to be six people. We're all going to be talking about the same thing. Obviously, I'm going to be there to coach. We all want to make sure that we're differentiating what we know as a story versus truth. You know, is that really true, or are you telling yourself a story? So all of those things we're going to break down. And y'all, I'm so excited. Okay, it's going to be an hour and 15 minutes, which means like the first 15 minutes will be like, you know, let's figure out who everybody is and where, you know, kind of get everybody on the same platform. And then we're just going to talk. We're just absolutely going to have conversations, and it's going to be amazing. Conversations about the same thing, whether it's, hey, I want to brainstorm this, help me understand, or can I celebrate with you? Here's what's going on. There's plenty of time and plenty of room in our world to have an hour and 15 minutes to be with other people who are working toward the exact same goal in that amount of time with you. There's all the time in the world, and all it's going to be, as you know, I'm very cognizant of time being our most valuable resource, but I can't really think of a better way to really get everyone together and have it in an affordable way. Affordable? Yeah, $25. $25 to come in to be with experts and people on your level to talk about the one thing that we're going to talk about, and to have also me in there to coach as needed. I just want to facilitate a great conversation. I'm like calling it like conversation and coaching, because that's what we're going to be doing. You're going to be coming in for only $25. Now, only the first six people will be admitted. The first six people who sign up over that weekend will be allowed into the group. If you're not in the first six, you will go on my list where I will always send to you the topic for the next week. You will always have the topic first before anybody else. So if you know that topic resonates with you, then you can go ahead and sign up, and everyone else will get the notification on Thursday. So you will have that opportunity. But here's the thing. I'm not recording these conversations. This is not like, oh, I'm going to miss it. Can I get a recording? No, absolutely not. The reason being, when I sit down and I'm at a dinner with, you know, six or seven people, like, I don't record it. We don't go to dinner, have a nice conversation, serious or not, with my phone out recording the conversation. And that's what this is going to be. We're just going to have a great conversation. We're not recording it. I'm not sending out any recordings, because it's going to be like dinner. We're going to be there. We're going to have a great conversation. Then we're going to go home. Yeah, $25 is actually like, well, we spent a healthy fortune last night on dinner for a friend of mine. But, you know, $25 is like a nice meal out. So just grab a sandwich and get in the conversation. I cannot wait. I absolutely cannot wait. You know, we're just, the plane is in liftoff mode, and I'm so excited. I just think this is going to be so helpful for you. So, so good and so unusual and so supporting in what you're doing. This is here to provide support, to provide encouragement, and to really problem solve. Like, we rely on each other. I want to test out this thought on you. What do y'all think? Hey, I love that. Or, hey, have you thought about this one piece? Okay, let me think about that. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is just so perfectly wonderful. And I just need everyone to come do it. Everyone, you have to come be part of it. I think you'll love the conversation. And I have to say, some of this comes from, have you been in those pop-up dinners? So I went to one not long ago here in Nashville. But basically, they announce the dinner, you sign up, when they have all the people, then you go and you have dinner with strangers. And they give you certain topics at certain tables and all the stuff. And you have a great dinner, strangers, and then you go home. It was awesome. I did not know one person there. And I met so many interesting people. It was just a great, great meal, went home. Same kind of thing. This is like a pop-up, but it's not pop-up because I'm going to tell you where it is. So anyway, I am going to put the link for you to sign up in the show notes. I hope that you will tell everybody about it, because that's the best way. Word of mouth. My friends take my word much more than, you know, some rando on the street saying, hey, you should do this. Like, if I say, no, seriously, you should, to my friends, then I'm going to pay attention. And that's the same in reverse. If one of my friends say it, I'm like, oh, all right, I trust you. Let's do it. Come be part of Unhooked Group Think. We're going to be, oh, the good topics. Our first topic was, I've started a business, now what? So this will come out after that topic, but if I'm giving you a heads up, the next one will be AI, and there'll be so many more good ones. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for being on this road with me. And I'm just so, 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 so grateful that we get to do this. I'm so grateful that we get to do this. I cannot wait to see you Monday evenings at 6 p.m. Central. And with that, I am going to let you go. I'll see you soon. Hey, thank you so much for joining me for the podcast today. If you liked it, I hope you'll go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review. Also, I would love to have you as part of Unhooked Group Think. You have questions, just click on the show notes and I'll have all the information there. Until then, I'll see you next time.